between now and Christmas. I hope you and your family have a wonderful Christmas, a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and here's to a great 2023. I think it's going to be fabulous, and you guys are going to be right smack dab in the middle of things. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you as well, Kevin. Take care.
Marcos Lopez, the Outreach and Coalitions Director, NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Wayne Allen Root coming up at the top of the hour as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timo sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen. And we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Gentlemen, Jim, you've got a story talking about generations and Gen Z. This is an amazing story, and it involves our nation's capital. What's up?
It does indeed. The first member of Generation Z to become a congressman-elect has reportedly been denied a Washington, D.C. apartment due to really bad credit. Apparently, Democrat Maxwell Alejandro Frost is going to be replacing Representative Val Demings, a Democrat, for her seat in Florida's 10th U.S. Congressional District next month. But he's having a little bit of difficulty trying to find a place to hang his hat near Capitol Hill because a potential landlord denied him of an apartment because of his credit score. Now, he said the reason that he has bad credit is that he's been running for the congressional seat for the past year and a half, and he can't give himself a stipend or anything. He was driving for Uber, setting his own hours, but he wasn't making enough money with that. So he is trying to get an apartment, and they keep denying him. But let's put it in perspective here, Kevin. The average one-bedroom apartment in Washington, D.C. is a ridiculous $2,300 a month.
Whoa! Whoa!
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, but I mean, you would figure with an income of, what, $175,000 a year.
Yeah.
That he would be able to afford that kind of.
Hey, the problem is if you got bad credit. I mean, I had bad credit for much of my life. Mm-hmm. Until maybe 15, 20 years ago. I mean, that'll dog you forever. I mean, that stuff. But now there are ways to do it to get your credit back in line. That's wild, though.
What, maybe file bankruptcy and try to go through the back door?
Might do that. But I mean, there are other ways that there are law firms that help you buy down your credit, that kind of thing. There's all kinds of stuff like that. So that's wild, though. But a member of Congress who can't find a place in Washington, D.C. because of bad credit. Ooh, that hurts. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:32, as we check out our conditions right now, we do have several crashes working throughout the Las Vegas Valley. Southbound Rainbow at El Dorado, that one is fairly new. Southbound Valley View at Sahara, an injury incident there. Hit and run, that is East Charleston at Lynn Lane. And do expect some slowing there as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, especially on the south side. You know that construction zone is there between Flamingo all the way up to Warm Springs. But they're trying to mitigate that problem. They're saying everybody can use the HOV lanes in that area between Spring Mountain and Silverado Ranch.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. The Los Angeles Rams with two touchdowns in the final 3 minutes. They beat the Raiders 17-16 on Thursday Night Football. And for the Raiders, they dropped to 5-8 and end a three-game win streak. Earlier this week, the Rams signed Baker Mayfield after he was waived by Carolina. And Mayfield led the Rams on a 98-yard touchdown drive in eight plays, hitting Van Jefferson for a 23-yard score with 8 seconds remaining. That gave the Rams a lead for good. Josh Jacobs had a 1-yard touchdown run for the Raiders. Daniel Carlson hit 3 field goals. NBA, the Lakers are in Philadelphia tonight, continuing their 6-game road trip. Lakers have lost back-to-back games, falling to Toronto on Wednesday, playing without Anthony Davis or LeBron James. The Sixers have lost 3 straight. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine. He sent me to.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Chuck, walk our listeners through the process of getting a free signature loan at Dollar Loan Center this holiday season.
Bring along your state-issued ID, a recent pay stub, and a few pieces of mail to prove where you live. If you're getting a loan online at don'tbebroke.com, you can scan and upload all your documents right to our members area.
Sounds easy. How long does it take?
We walk you through it step by step and explain exactly what the costs are to be sure you really want the loan. For a new customer, this only takes about 30 minutes, and you're out the door cash in hand. And for the holidays, the first week of interest is even on us.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, celebrating their 25th anniversary with free loans this holiday season for all new customers. Get up to $5,000 in minutes at one of our over 50 locations, or you can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That number again, write this one down, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. I had a chance earlier to visit with Alan Sanders. If you don't know who Alan Sanders is, he's been on cable news a ton. He's an attorney, he's a former Time Magazine senior reporter, and he's a professor emeritus for political science at St. Peter's University. And we were talking about what happened Tuesday night in Georgia, Raphael Warnock winning the runoff with Herschel Walker. And what is your reaction to what happened in Georgia?
What happened in Georgia, the outcome in Georgia, certainly indicates a couple of things. One, that Georgia looks like it may be a competitive swing state. But also, there was a lot of money spent on the side of Senator Warnock. And then, of course, we had all kinds of scandals plaguing Herschel Walker. And he had an endorsement from Trump, and such an endorsement for many voters, not all voters, of course, but for many voters, that's a toxic endorsement. President Trump is very, just as he is very popular among his base, he's just as unpopular among other folks. So I think all those combined to lead to a very tight, a very small, but nonetheless a very significant victory for Senator Warnock.
Alan, a lot of times in an election like this, there's a message being sent. What is the message that you detect from Georgia voters relative to the win for Warnock? Can you give me your sense of what the message, or is there a message at all?
Well, I mean, it's hard to know what the message is because people vote for many different reasons for or against certain candidates. But What's significant is to look at what's happening among Senate Republicans. There's a big debate among Senate Republicans as to why they lost that race. And so that suggests that they believe that Herschel Walker, in one way or another, was a weak candidate. And so there's a lot of pointing of fingers, and there's a lot of reassessment to come out of it. So what's clear is that Walker was not a successful candidate. He was a weak candidate. Why he was weak, of course, you know, it depends on who you're looking at. The Democrats simply believe that he was scandal-plagued, not fit for the office. There were also allegations that he wasn't a real Georgian. He actually lived in Texas. And they also believe that the Trump endorsement was not helpful at all. And there are many Republicans who also think that way. So it depends who you want to consult with or confer with. But very clearly, the Republicans are in a reassessment phase, looking at what went wrong in this election, because it wasn't just Walker. They expected to win a lot of other races, and they did not.
You touched on, I want to dig down, is Georgia becoming a blue state? I mean, it's a traditional red state for as long as I can remember, deep south.
Yeah, I don't think it's a red state. It certainly is a swing state. I think one significance as to why it might be a swing state is what the Democrats are doing in realigning their primary lineup. You know, it used to be Iowa and New Hampshire, but now the Democratic National Committee is making plans, it's hoping, to put Georgia as one of the very first states. And that's significant because it suggests at least that the Democrats think that it's a winnable state, not just in Senate races, but in presidential races, which is one of the reasons they want to move it up front, because that would give the Democratic candidates, whoever runs, you know, in the primary, a chance to introduce themselves early to Georgians. So I think that's a tip-off that they think that's true. Whether it actually is true, we'll have to wait and see. Because remember, certainly Warnock won, but Governor Kemp, a Republican, also won re-election in Georgia. So I don't think it's a red state or a blue state. I think it's probably just a swing state right now, and we'll have to wait the next election.
Again, former Time Magazine senior reporter Alan Sanders joining us, and we're talking about the aftermath of the runoff election on Tuesday in Georgia. What is this going to mean for the Biden administration with the makeup and, of course, now with Kyrsten Sinema as an independent? We don't know how that's going to play issue by issue. But I'm curious what you think, how this will impact Biden's ability to get his agenda through over the course of the next 6 years.
Well, I mean, actually only 2 years.
Well, two years. Okay.
He gets reelected, you know, in 2024. But certainly for the next 2 years, I think what we can expect is gridlock. I think we can also expect a lot of messaging bills. I mean, the House will be Republican. The Senate will be Democratic or Democratic majority. And so I think you'll get a lot of messaging bills. There may be some compromises on a couple of bills. But I think pretty much you can expect gridlock and messaging bills from each party, you know, on each side of Capitol Hill. The other thing I think to expect is that President Biden will look for doing things increasingly through executive orders. That typically tends to be the case when you lose the majority in one or both chambers. Presidents then tend to rely on executive orders to get some of the things they want to get done, done. Now, you know, it's not a complete reservoir of power. Executive orders mean that there has to be an underlying statute under which you produce the order. So it's not a free-for-all that a president can just engage in. But nonetheless, I think he'll be looking more for executive orders. And the other thing to look for is that certainly because the Democrats will retain majority control of the Senate, that will continue to simplify and make it easy for President Biden to confirm nominees, both administrative nominees in his administration, but also, very importantly, judicial nominees. Remember, it's not just the Supreme Court that renders important judicial decisions. It's the lower federal courts as well. And the judicial nominees that Biden suggests to the Senate for those positions will probably be all be confirmed.
6 more years for Raphael Warnock. And I guess my question is it going to change the way he votes, knowing that he's got the security of 6 years before he has to face re-election?
You know, it's hard to tell. I mean, senators enjoy the 6-year tenure, and that means that for the first 2 or 3 years, they tend to vote a little bit more independently, that is to say, how they really feel about issues. As election year approaches in the last 2 years of their term, I think that they tend to be a little more careful about how they vote and take a look back at their constituents to see what the feelings are there. You know, senators, in fact, any politician can tell you about any vote that they take. Well, that was then, this is now. So I think senators have the luxury, as I say, for 3 years, 2 years, maybe even 4 years, to be a little bit more independent, which is, of course, what the framers wanted. They wanted the senators to be a little bit more independent from the people. But at the end of the day, in the last 2 years, they sort of take the temperature back home.
Alan Sanders joining us and talking about what happened in Georgia. I'm just curious, the monkey wrench thrown into the system now belongs to Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona. She's becoming an independent. She is registered as an independent now in Arizona. What do you make of this move? First of all, is it surprising? And are we going to see Joe Manchin next to bolt the party?
Well, certainly a surprising, but not as surprising as you might think. I mean, she's voted independently of the Democrats on many occasions. Now, she tends to vote Democratic, but not on everything, not of everything that the Democrats consider important. She has said that she's not going to change her position, so you can expect her to vote pretty much the way she has in the past. I think what's most significant is that it really has, my take on it, is that it has more to do with getting reelected 2 years from now. You know, the Democratic Party has been very unhappy with her. They've censured her. And so I think she figured that fighting for, you know, the Democratic nomination in a primary would be pretty brutal for her. By considering herself an independent and running as an independent, she doesn't have to put up with the primary. She can just run as an independent and let the Republicans and the Democrats, you know, get their own nominees through their primary processes. How that would play out in the general election, you know, three candidates, Democrat, Republican, Sinema, who knows? But I think in terms of what to expect on Capitol Hill, I don't think that will impact terribly much what's going on. In fact, Senator Schumer has said, I think, just a few hours ago that he would work with Sinema and he would keep her on the committees that she currently holds chairs on. I think people expect just business to carry on as usual with Sinema being an independent, whether she used to be a Democrat or whether she's officially an independent.
There you have it. There you have it. Alan Sanders, good guy, professor emeritus at St. Peter's University. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. We're getting you ready for Wayne Allen Root coming up at the top of the hour as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root. Do you wish you looked 10 to 15 years younger? Is your skin not as smooth and tight as it used to be? Are your favorite jeans not fitting like they used to? Then it's time to call the Hurdy Center for cosmetic surgery so you can look and feel your best. With their wide selection of high-quality aesthetic services, including cosmetic surgery, laser resurfacing, Botox and fillers, skincare services, and cool sculpting, Dr. Mary Hurdy is a board-certified plastic surgeon with over 25 years of experience. Her attention to detail and patient care is unparalleled. She is 100% invested in making a positive difference in the lives of her patients. I should know because she's been my trusted doctor and friend for years. My results speak for themselves. So, if you've been wanting to improve your appearance and boost your confidence, then it's time to call the Hurdy Center. Mention WAR and you'll receive half off 8 or more cool sculpting treatments. Call the Hurdy Center today, 702-732-9600, 702-732-9600, or go to HurdyCenter.com. Tell them WAR sent ya.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
The holidays are here. Now through December 31st, Paul Powell will be making wishes come true. Just follow the Paul Powell Law Firm on Facebook. Comment on the Daily Post what you want. And Santa Paul will choose one lucky winner each day for the holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carlson went on the warpath last night. Did you see this? This was Tucker Carlson, and he was fit to be tied. This is cut three, go.
For many decades, Al Sharpton made a good living shaking down corporate America for money. There's a reason his suits cost more than your car. It was pretty effective. Sharpton's gone mainstream now, if you can describe a job at MSNBC that way, but the business model is still there. It's just been embraced by a paler, less charming version of the old Reverend Al, a former bottled water salesman called Jonathan Greenblatt. Greenblatt runs the Anti-Defamation League, whose century-old reputation he leverages for moral authority.
We have a problem, apparently, with that audio. Do we have a problem with that audio, Jim?
Yeah, sorry about that.
We're going to see if we can...
Let me reload that.
Okay, hang on. We're gonna reload. Because this is
okay,
here it is.
For many decades, Al Sharpton made a good living shaking down corporate America for money. There's a reason his suits cost more than your car. It was pretty effective. Sharpton's gone mainstream now, if you can describe a job at MSNBC that way, but the business model is still there. It's just been embraced by a paler, less charming version of the old Reverend Al, a former bottled water salesman called Jonathan Greenblatt. Greenblatt runs the Anti-Defamation League, whose century-old reputation he leverages for moral authority and cash. This year alone, Greenblatt has effectively extorted $500,000 from the Brooklyn Nets and another seven figures from the shoe company Adidas. Send me money or I'll call you names. Okay. But Greenblatt also takes money to attack other people. If you've got an enemy, there's a good chance that with a big enough check, you can pay Jonathan Greenblatt to denounce that person on television. And we're pretty sure something like that has happened to us. Here's Jonathan Greenblatt claiming that this show, probably the most pro-faith hour on mainstream television, wants to shut down religious schools and places of worship. It's pretty funny, but here he is pretending to mean it. Watch.
6 years from now? If someone said to me, anti-Semitic incidents will have tripled again. Synagogues will be shut down.
Wow. Wow.
Jewish day schools
wow.
will be closed.
That's incredible. I tell you what, though. Tucker Carlson went nuts. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMCQ.
Hey, listen up. Mr. Pink here, inviting you to our good credit sales event. Rates as low as 0%. Forget the Fed. Rates that are over 6? Forget about it. Come see me at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram for 0% while it lasts. And for challenge credit, forget about it. I got programs for that too. Call me 833-995-4908. Again, that's 833-995-4908. And don't forget to stop by 5050 West Sahara and say hi, all right? Mr. Pink. Baby!
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot for Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers with exciting news. Jenny O has opened a new second location in Summerlin in the Trails Village Center near Albertsons. And Huntington's Jewelers on West Sahara between Tanea and Buffalo has been reimagined with a fresh new look.